Thank you for tuning in to the New Testament Baptist Podcast. This is Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida. And we are continuing our examination of the document known as the New Testament Baptist Confession these days. This confession is the clarion call to fundamental independent Baptist churches to re-examine our fundamentals and our independence, and for us to take a hard look at the terms independent and fundamental and compare them with what the Scripture teaches about where we have been, the direction that we are headed in now, and make a realistic judgment on whether or not these things were, in fact, honoring to God, these two terms, independent and fundamental. And today we're looking at paragraph number 5. This is a little more of a lengthy paragraph in the New Testament Baptist Confession. If you have been with us for the earlier sessions, the opening paragraphs of the confession are rather brief, but this particular paragraph really gets to some difficult issues, and so let me forewarn you that we're going to be talking about some sensitive subjects today, doctrinal and practical. Let me read it for you. This is from the website newtestamentbaptists.com, with an S, newtestamentbaptists.com. And it says, for many decades, sober Baptist Christians walking in the wisdom of Scripture have sensed the great need to confess our sole allegiance to the words of Scripture while simultaneously identifying and denying the evolution of false teaching. False teaching and error, regretfully, are evident and common among independent fundamental Baptists. This confession is for the information and satisfaction of those who do not thoroughly understand what our principles are or who have entertained prejudices against our teachings by reason of the strange misrepresentation of the fundamentals of the faith by some men of note who have taken very strong measures and led others into misapprehension against the Baptist Church. Our lingering desire is to testify that many Baptists are in the way guilty of those errors which are frequently charged upon us due to the militant false teachings of many fundamental Baptists of the past and present. And as you can see, this is a very, very strongly worded paragraph, the fifth paragraph, and it begins with the history of how people have begun to develop a sensitive conscience when it comes to the matters that are facing fundamental Baptists today. I know that me personally, just speaking for myself, it was more than a decade ago that I began to really think through the possibility of writing a New Testament Baptist confession and abandoning the terms independent and fundamental altogether, maintaining the conviction Baptist, but abandoning those negotiable terms, independent and fundamental. And the reason I did that is because I was finding my conscience wounded, and in many cases my conscience offended by some of the practices and some of the things that were taking place among fundamental Baptists. And when I say that, what I'm referring to specifically also includes sex scandals that were being covered up, really, really anti-biblical preaching that was being exalted, that was being in many, many cases, spoken well of, financial scandals, and a host of different things that were really touching upon my conscience and causing me to ask, how much longer will the Spirit of God permit me to be identified with some of this, in many cases, madness that is going on? As I began to discuss those issues with other friends and with other people who I felt like were of like mind, what I discovered is that by and large, there's a great deal of people who were swearing that if there was something else that they could be, that's what they would be. They were not interested in becoming Southern Baptist. They were not interested in going far left. And of course, there's not much further right than you can go than some of the independent Baptist churches that I have ministered in. And so these poor folks like me were experiencing a conflict of conscience, but also a lack of variety, a lack of opportunity for us to be able to really do what we believe the Scripture taught because of the restrictions and because of the troubles that existed among our independent Baptist brothers and sisters. So this decade long, many, many decades have come and gone while the consciences of many pastors, many church-going people, deacons, so on and so forth, have been offended by the policies and offended by the histrionics of fundamental Baptists, it has caused many people to abandon fundamental Baptists altogether and even go away from Baptists. So these decades long, this many decades that have taken place, sober Baptist Christians walking in the wisdom of Scripture have sensed the great need to confess our sole allegiance to the words of Scripture while simultaneously identifying and denying the evolution of false teaching. You see, one of the strengths of independent Baptists became their weakness. Because they were so independent and there was no accountability, they were oftentimes permitted to say nearly anything and do nearly anything that they wanted to do with no possibility of being defrocked or no possibility of being censured by someone who could stand up and say, you know, that's not what the Scripture teaches that we're supposed to be doing. So the result, false teaching and error. And the second sentence here in paragraph 5 reads, false teaching and error regretfully are evident and common among independent fundamental Baptists. And we could take the rest of the day outlining and itemizing some of those false teachings and some of those errors that exist among Baptists, among fundamental Baptists in our current world. So this confession, the New Testament Baptist Confession, is for the information and satisfaction of those that do not thoroughly understand what our principles are or who have entertained prejudices against our teachings by reason of the strange misrepresentation of the fundamentals of the faith by some men of note who have taken very wrong measures, and led others into misapprehension against the Baptist Church. If you were to ask some of our predecessors, what are the fundamentals of the faith? Why are we independent? Why are we fundamental? In most cases, what you would discover is that they would bring up external issues. Well, we are independent fundamental Baptists because we don't go to movie theaters. Or we're fundamental Baptists because our women dress modest, or we're fundamental Baptists because of X, Y, and Z. And they began to outline a host of externals that really became the identifying marks of fundamental Baptists. And doctrine fell by the wayside. The original fundamentals, there were actually five original fundamentals that became obscure teachings, while these peripheral issues and peripheral teachings became the core message of independent fundamental Baptist churches. Among those is our stand on the King James Version of the Bible, which, by the way, I intend to maintain that stand. I believe that the King James Version of the Bible is God's word for English-speaking people. But in many cases, the fighting fundamentalist became sort of moved to the forefront of the message. And the fighting fundamentalist was the person who came along and said, if you have anything other than a King James Version of the Bible, you ought to toss it in the trash. You're not saved. They even asserted that you can't be saved outside of the presence of the King James Version of the Bible. And so even the fundamentals began to be exaggerated. The fundamentals began to be exploited as talking points that were militant, talking points that were abrasive, and in many cases it caused more heat than it did light. And so there are those of us whose consciences were again being offended. We were seeing good brothers and sisters disregarded or disposed of altogether because of their willingness to listen to another opinion or their willingness to draw strength or comfort or spiritual edification from a different source other than a fundamental Baptist preacher or a fundamental Baptist writer. I find it interesting that we did a poll on the New Testament Baptist website. The question, have you grown using resources, music, literature, books, etc., that were not independent and fundamental? The question again, have you grown using resources that were not independent and fundamental? And 5% of the people who responded to this poll said, I almost always use resources that are exclusively from fundamental Baptist sources. 95% of the people who responded to this poll said, I almost always have to go beyond fundamental Baptist sources to find resources that edify me. And so as people's consciences began to lead them elsewhere, a crisis was created, and Fundamental Baptists began to do a power grab. They wanted to make sure that they were not losing people to what they would classify as liberalism, or losing people to what they would classify as outside resources. And so that power grab was an overreach in which Fundamental Baptists wound up with egg on their faces. And what we have discovered is that there are other brothers and sisters in the world who are not independent and fundamental, and who can, in fact, contribute to us spiritually. And so this confession, the New Testament Baptist Confession, reminds us, our lingering desire is to testify that many Baptists are in the way guilty of those errors which are frequently charged upon us due to the militant false teachings of many Fundamental Baptists of the past and present. Fundamental Baptists became personality driven. Fundamental Baptists became personality cults in many, many cases. And those personalities, sadly, were not deeply biblical people, not deeply biblical preachers committed to the true exposition of God's Word, and that created a seed plot of error. And that's where Fundamental Baptists have found some of their greatest problems today, is because they are entrenched in the error of some of the forefathers and even some of the current personalities that are still driving the movement today. So this is paragraph 5 from the New Testament Baptist Confession, which can be found at newtestamentbaptist.com. If you want to get more information about it, visit the website, read the confession. There's a host of other resources that are available there as well. Thank you for tuning in and listening today. We hope that you'll join us again next time as we discuss these issues together as constructively as possible from God's Word. Again, Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida.